Okay, thanks for coming out. You know, the history of the franchise is we build our football team through the draft. But every year when we get into free agency, we try to identify some players that we think can come in and play a significant role for our football team. And over the course of the last, since the season, we've been doing a lot of work in free agency, especially after you get the opportunity to analyze your own football team and how you want to get better. So over the course of the last 72 hours, a lot of dialogue has gone on with a lot of agents about a lot of players. But we're fortunate to be able to come away with two young men that I think are going to be able to play a significant role for our football team next year. The agents did a very good job of working with us on to come up with a fair contract for Steve and for these two players. And I want to congratulate both of those agents. But I'm proud to be able to announce that we got Tony Jefferson and Danny Woodhead to become part of the Baltimore Ravens. And before I turn it over to John, I will say that if Nick Saban had Eric Weddle recruiting for him, he would not only have the best recruiting class, but I think he'd have the best recruiting class next year also. Okay, John.
Well, just to follow up, you know, a ton of work goes into this, and it's evaluating players, and then it's the negotiation part of it and the contract part of it and the salary cap part of it. And I just, first of all, want to say thank you and congratulate Ozzie. I watched Ozzie work the last few days, and I can tell you it's an amazing thing to watch him work and to see him juggle all the balls in the air at the same time and deal with all the numbers and the personalities and things like that, and in an effort to put together the best team we can in competition with 31 other teams. And then to see Eric DaCosta do the things that he does in terms of organizing and evaluating and building and the contracts, and Pat Moriarty. I would also say Vince Newsome. I mean, those guys are, and that's just the guys at the top. I mean, the whole scouting department just did a phenomenal job, and I know we appreciate it as coaches. Coaches did a great job and continue to do, and we're still working, you know, to make our team better every single way we can. Eric Weddle deserves a lot of credit. Like Ozzie said, you know, he wants to get better. He's not just in here working to get better, you know, as far as a player, but helping us bring these two guys on board. I know they have relationships with Eric, and that was a big part of it. And not just that. Rumor has it these guys just got done with a workout, an Armageddon workout, right? So they're a little buffed up right now. So thanks, Eric, for that. And then congratulations to two players that just really fit us very well. You know, we want to have the right kind of guys in here. These are big investments that we're making, and we have high aspirations. And we want two players that fit us really well, the kind of guys that can that Baltimore can be proud of, and the kind of guys that play the way we like to play. And I think Tony Jefferson is one of those guys, and Danny Woodhead is one of those guys. And I say that in the sense that those guys are very rare. Those guys are not playing everywhere around the league. So they're perfect fits for us. They're Ravens. And thanks, guys, for coming on board.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you from the bottom, from the top to the bottom of this Ravens organization. I'm godly blessed and proud of, you know, myself, my family, and everybody who's been in my corner through this process. It's been a long road. I told my mom I wouldn't get emotional up here, but it wasn't easy. I'm so excited to be a Raven. Like Coach Harbaugh said, I think this organization fits me well. This defense, especially with Eric back there, we can do a lot of things. And I think, we're going to do a lot of things. Danny also, cool guy. Just met him, but we're already tight, like brothers. And my nickname is Jeffy, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Jeffy.
All right, so we already got nicknames and stuff. So we're clicking. And, I can't thank you guys enough. Like, I don't know if words can express, what you guys have done for me and my family. And I'm looking forward to a huge, huge season. I really came here, because I love to win, and I know this organization is based, and that's what they want. And like I said, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the future.
I'd like to thank like Jeffy said from the top, Mr. Bisciotti, Ozzy, Eric, Coach Harbaugh. He'd probably be mad if I didn't mention him, Eric Weddle. I am so excited to be here. I wanted to come here because I believe in what this organization believes in, and that's winning. And that's what my aspirations are. I hated these guys when I was in New England and lost the AFC Championship game. And usually those are the teams you want to play for. So I'm so excited about the opportunity. I've learned a lot of people's names and forgot a lot of people's names so far, but I'm so excited to be a part of the Raven culture and what it means to be a Raven. I've seen it say, on the wall, play like a Raven. I want to play like a Raven, and I think I'm going to. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to play for this city because, it seems like my type of city. Go out, work hard, blue collar, and I'm really excited to be here.
Questions?
Clearly, you guys played against Danny a few different times. You guys saw Tony a couple years ago, but with Tony, what made him so special in the sense that you identified him this early and the reported financial commitment that you made? What makes him that special of a player?
Well, number one, he's an ascending player. He's very young, and to be able to, you're really lucky when you can get a player at the age of where Tony is and then to watch him mature as a man and mature as a football player. So that was attractive to us. But on the field, his ability to play in man, to support the run, have range in the back end. And we just feel like with the skills that he and Eric both can present problems for upcoming offenses as, they can do multiple things and don't have to be pigeoned in a certain role.
Tony, it's well documented that you were the top safety available on the free agent market. You got emotional talking about the process. What was the process like, and when did you sort of hone in and decide that this is where you want to be?
Well, once I found out, this team was in the mix, I immediately, my love and passion was matching this organization. So, it was free agency is cool. Like the first day, once you see who's interested in you, then after that, it's like, all right, I can't take this no more. But like I said, I chose the right spot. I went my heart, my gut, prayed, God led me here.
What were your impressions of the Ravens before you got here? I mean, as a player,
defense, defense. That's what. I don't know if you guys on the outsiders, but defense over here. This is my type of ball. So you look at the division and the guys, the teams you're going against, like teams like Pittsburgh like to run the ball. This is old school, like backyard. That's my style. So.
Before you talk about how Eric was, involved in this for both you guys as players, was that something that helped you, lure you to come here?
Go ahead.
Yeah, once my agent called and said during the tampering period, said, that they were interested, but he was probably the first call I made to just see what the organization was about. And, he definitely I trust him as a friend, so I think he definitely is someone that you can trust. He's a man of his word, and but let's be honest, we all know if you've been in the league for a while what the Ravens are about, and I think that was just a little confirmation. I've played them a lot, and I've unfortunately lost a decent amount of those, so I knew what they're about, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, for me, soon as there was interest with Ravens and me, immediately thought of that guy, Eric. I've been watching Eric. He's kind of older, so I was like in middle school when he was playing for the Chargers.
Hold on there, bro.
Yeah, I was watching you too. just watching him, he can do anything on the field, and I think I can too. And us paired up, I mean, how could you not want, you know, two of those guys together? And just, he was always in my corner. You could tell he's genuine about it. It's not any fake, you know, do this or that. So I felt really genuine with how he was genuine with how he approached me.
Tony, though, but how surprised were you when you had your Twitter Q&A and you saw
it? I know. I did give out a little hint right there with the eyes. I could have not tweet him back. So I did that, and you know, that went crazy. I mean, social media can take one thing and put it up. I mean, I was linked to probably all 32 teams through social media. So, you know, it's all fun and games, but at the end of the day, I'm where I need to be. My guy helped me get here, and I'm ready to roll.
Danny, where are you at health-wise? I know you obviously have to be. How are you feeling? How's the recovery going?
I feel great. I really do. I was telling someone the other day, they're asking, you know, what's the knee like? It's like I wasn't going to come back if I couldn't do what I can do. I want to be able to be the player that I've always been, that I've been the last 2-3 years, and I believe I am. Otherwise I wouldn't have tried to come back. I'm an all or nothing person, and that's what they're going to get here is all of me.
Hey, can you talk a little bit more about your journey? I mean, being an undrafted guy, and then last year becoming a first-year starter, to now being where you are and getting this commitment from the Ravens, just what that means to you personally.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, coming out of college, I had a second, third-round grade, so I was a true junior. So took a chance, betted on myself. Didn't work out the way it was supposed to work, but I think it worked out pretty good in the end, but you know, it was, like I said, it was a tough battle, uphill battle. You know, going into training camp, you know, you don't get as many reps as the drafted guys do, so you got to make the most of your opportunities. And I think I separated myself as a rookie in that class of really getting in my book, you know, trying to pick the brain of the veterans that were ahead of me, and I think that helped me ultimately in the long run. And also, I do want to thank Cardinals organization for allowing me to showcase my abilities and getting me, you know, to this point. Had it not been for them, I wouldn't be in this. Well, I don't know the future, but had it not been, you know, for that situation, I wouldn't be here. So I do want to extend my love to the Arizona Cardinals organization.
Tony, there was word that you took less money to come here than you could have taken elsewhere. Can you tell us if that's true, and if so, what the reason?
Yeah, my agent is Joel Siegel, so if you want to know about the numbers, you can holler at him. I don't deal with numbers. That's not me. I want to play. I want to win. So,
Coach, could you talk a little bit about the leadership that maybe you got in talking to people in Arizona or whatnot that they saw in Tony on the field and just watching some of the mic'd up clips of him? It seems like that's a huge part of what he does.
Right. Well, you know, we didn't really get a chance to talk to too many people in Arizona about Tony. I don't think they gave us too much information, in all honesty. But I think he saw it on the field. You know, I think you could see it in the way he played. And he played with amazing passion. And he was taking charge back there, making calls and running the show and just all over the field. So, and, you know, when a guy can line up here and run, you know, and show a blitz and run over there and get into coverage and come back down from deep and run a blitz and penetrate and make a play in the backfield, you know he knows what he's doing. And I think that, you know, kind of speaks for itself. But we heard nothing but good things over the years about him, his reputation and how smart he is. So all those things are checked out. And our guys, you know, Eric and his staff do an amazing job of vetting all that stuff out.
A priority was boosting the running game. What does Danny bring? What new dimension does Danny bring?
Well, you know, it's one of the things we talked about was a playmaker, you know, to add a playmaker into the mix. And playmakers come in all kind of different styles. You know, there's different types of guys, athletes and things like that. And I think Danny's style is really unique. And we've seen it in Baltimore. I mean, he and I talked a little bit today, and we just talked about how the Baltimore fans, both these guys, Baltimore fans are going to love these two guys. These two guys are they play like Ravens. You know, and they play the kind of football that our fans are going to really appreciate. In Danny's case, you're talking about a guy that moves the chains, who can do it in any phase. He can run the ball, he can pass protect, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he can line up as a receiver and catch the ball. And those are the kind of things, those are the kind of weapons, I think, that we need. Move the chains and score points, and that's what we want to do.
Just to follow up on that, John, you mentioned the pass protection. Danny's clearly not a fullback, but Kyle Juszczyk was a big part mm-hmm. of the pickup. Was that another factor, anticipating you might lose him, that Danny would provide an upgrade in that regard to cover you guys there?
Well, I mean, not really an upgrade in the sense that they're just different. You know, I think, you know, it won't. You know, Danny doesn't replace Kyle in any sense. They're different players, you know, in a lot of ways. They play the same position. Kyle's more of a fullback, U-back, H-back type guy. You know, Danny's more of a halfback, you know, slot type of a guy. But they bring different things to the table, but similar production, I think, in the sense of, you know, they're going to be in, they're going to be on the field for, you know, a lot of snaps. Danny can be on the field for all three snaps. And we're going to miss Kyle. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. So happy for him. And all the guys, it's an opportunity to congratulate the guys that have gone elsewhere. And, you know, Rick and Kyle and others. I mean, I'm just proud of those guys and happy for what they've been able to accomplish, and we're going to miss them. And I'm sure we'll see them soon enough on the field.
John, is there something from your experience when you have undrafted players who succeed in this league, is there maybe a common or similar attitude with those players because of where, you know, where they started and where they have achieved?
There probably is. I mean, I think that once we tell guys, it doesn't matter how you get there. You know, it's what you do with it. So Eric was pretty highly drafted, I think, second or third round. And he has this exact same mentality as these two guys have. So it's really probably more about how you're brought up and what your values are. You can tell these guys have been raised the right way, you know, come from great homes and the families that have probably challenged them and loved them and, you know, just brought them up the right way. So they've been highly motivated their whole careers, and that's the kind of guys we look for.
Ozzie, at least two defensive backs, if not three, you guys have moved on from. You added, obviously, the top safety in the market. How much was a priority to kind of work on that secondary a little bit? Or is this just sort of how things fell and the timing of moves?
You know, we try to acquire good players, regardless of position. But we felt like we needed to add to our secondary. We've been able to get Tony. We still got the opportunity in free agency to address it maybe, and then we'll be looking forward to the draft also to address it. And the thing that I've come to know is it's not as much as the first 22, but it's the 53. So, you know, you got to have quality depth on your football team because the 16-game season is a grind, and you have to have quality depth. And so that's been my charge. That's how I challenged myself to make this team as strong from the number one guy to the 53rd guy and even the practice squad. But building up the secondary and having quality depth there will only help us this fall.
Is the door still open for a guy like Lardarius Webb to come back?
Yeah. You know, I had a very good conversation. You know, the longer I'm in this job, the tougher those conversations are. When you have to talk to a player about waiving him. But I had a real good conversation with Ladarius, as it was with Elvis and any other guys. The door is not closed because, like I said, we need as many good football players as we can, and we need as many guys that we can that be out there competing day in and day out. So it was a good conversation, but like I said, the conversations are getting tougher because I really appreciate what Ladarius – what Cherise, what Kendrick, and what Elvis, you know, what they've given this organization, this team, on and off the field, you know, I can't show enough appreciation for that, but I do have to be the guy to make the call to say we're waiving you.
Ozzie, over the years in free agency, the Ravens have been aggressive. Sometimes you've been, you know, sitting a while and waiting for the kind of – Did you know coming into this free agency period that you were going to be as aggressive as you were?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it begins, you know, as you guys know, when we down in Jupiter and we talk about the plan. But I think we have educated ourselves on how the comp pick works, you know, and so we know how we are able to acquire players and still be able to keep some of our comp picks because, you know, we continue to lose, you know, high value players to other teams. So like I say, drafting is important. But, yeah, we felt like on day one of free agency that we were going to be active, and we were lucky enough to come away with two players.
Is it frustrating or complimentary that it seems like teams put a high premium on your free agents? It seems like for the past few years.
That goes to, you know, Eric and the scouts and then the coaches for developing the players. It takes both. And you know, to watch these guys grow up in this organization and then to see them go and play for other organizations. And then, you know, we do have a chance sometimes to bring them back, you know, when things don't quite work out the way they thought they were, we get a chance to get them back. But, it's part of it. You know we can't, you know, the way the free agency system set up through the CBA, that we cannot keep all our young players. We wish we could. I wish this was college or maybe the NBA or Major League Baseball, but it's not.
Ozzie, you've added Danny to the offense, but you have made big commitments to Tony and also the agreement with Brandon Williams. Are you confident you have the resources that you can address not just the losses that you've sustained on the offense, but to make further improvements to that group?
We're not done. I will say that. But like I prefaced at the beginning, we still build this team through the draft. You know, and we're sitting on 7 picks, right? 3-4 in the top 3 rounds. So that's going to play a big part in how this team is going to look when we get to September.
As Kenneth Dixon is suspended for 4 games, would you still have made this move even if you were going to have him for all 16 next season?
Yes, we would have. And we've known about Kenneth for a long time. But, yes, we needed to add another element to our offense, you know, and Danny brings that, you know, from the backfield, and we're still working to try to do some other things, you know, at receiver and maybe our offensive line. But, yes, he would have still been a big part of our conversation. We still would have signed him.
Ozzie, as far as Dennis Pitta, what's his future with the team, or does something might have to be done with his contract?
Dennis is still a Raven.
All right.
Coach, actually, for Ozzie, the NFL was given a lawsuit today by former players regarding prescription drugs, the administration of drugs, and the storage of drugs. Do you have any reaction to that lawsuit?
Number one, I'm not aware of the lawsuit, but no, I have no reaction at all. If it's a lawsuit, it's against the National Football League, and so I have no reaction to that.
All right.